Jason, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. Yeah.
Well, happy September, and hope you had a good Labor Day weekend.
Sure did.
And getting ready for a council meeting tonight, right?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Okay. Yep. So what's on the agenda tonight?
Yeah, we always have our meetings on the 1st and the 3rd, and you know, kind of the things I'll be talking about tonight. I always like to give an update. So I'll do it here as our favorite subject matter, but about the water treatment plant, and obviously that's still going forward, kind of like I mentioned a couple months ago, that, you know, KDHE's earmarked about $3.5 million to go towards that, and so right now we're trying to get some additional grant dollars from USDA, so hopefully we'll know some information on that here pretty soon. I don't just yet, but it's getting really close to becoming a reality to where we're going to have some action steps here to actually try to get something done. Obviously it's one of those things that, you know, our current plant has, you know, we've made some huge improvements. I think I calculated the other day we're on that compliance issue. I think we have been in compliance. We kind of edged in and out here the last year and a half or so since we've been able to make some of those changes. But we're still overall in that area improved about 25%. So we're really close. And but still, you know, it's a 70-year-old plant. It's always going to have this right. It's going to be around that ragged edge. So you think the new plant's going to be the right direction. I'll kind of update them on some of the projects going on throughout town. Otherwise, you know, it's a fairly straightforward agenda. You know, some agendas are bigger than others. A couple things that we've got for formal actions are, you know, we've been replacing a lot of light poles in town, so that's something that we have to get bid out every once in a while. I get a new shipment of those, and so I'm sure people see the electric utility trucks around, and that's what they do. You know, unfortunately, no matter what kind of pole seems we put in the ground, the termites seem to like them eventually, so that tends to have some issues there, so we get those replaced. We did get a emergency Kansas Airport Improvement Program grant from the state to replace our rotating beacon. So that's kind of a neat program that they've got there. So they pay for 90% of that. And so we'll be accepting that agreement. And that's just that rotating light that's out there. And it's been out there for about 30 years. And we've doctored it and babied it as long as we can. And it's to the point of failure now. So it'll get replaced. But otherwise a pretty straightforward agenda on this one. Not a whole lot of crazy things going. You know, last month was kind of, like I said, ebbs and flows, where we'll have bigger ones, a lot of action items, and this one's a little bit easier. So, that'll be the highlights.
Well, recently you guys approved the budget.
Yes, sir.
And that's all passed for the upcoming calendar year, or fiscal year, I should say. Yep. I know the county commissioners did as well, and we've talked about this before on our show, is that I've said this over and over until I'm blue in the face, but when people complain about anything in regards to the city or the county, your chance to really be heard is to, one, attend the meetings or get on the agenda to speak, or speak to your representatives, whether it be in your county commissioner or your city councilman, whatever the case may be. But the other thing is to be present when they are going over the budget. Mm-hmm. Have any questions or anything like that? How many people attended from the public for the city council and the county commissioners when the budget was approved? Zero.
Yeah.
Not a single citizen showed up, but then later on, some people will complain about this or that. That's where you got to be active and participate, and so forth and so on. So that's just my little soapbox thing. Okay, so certainly one thing that's we were talking about before we went on the air, we'd be remiss if we don't bring it up, because people be like, well, gee, if Jason Raby on me didn't address the thing that I would like to know about.
Yeah.
And that's utility bills, which, sure, you know, we've kind of talked about this a little bit, and some people listen to the show on a loyal basis every month, but then sometimes people miss it. But you talked about this before a little bit, about how trying to bring some costs down, whether it be trying to keep your taxes in line so there isn't this huge jump and so forth and so on. You've been working with utilities as well. And this bill that people have received in Beloit are a little bit, people are like, oh, my goodness, that's gone up. But there is something to keep in perspective, because people don't check their bill each month for the previous year until they see some big increase. And if they do get a huge decrease, you usually don't hear as much about, wow, my bill went down $50, but my bill went up $50. You hear more. That's just human nature. I'm guilty of it. I'm sure you are as well.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that that's something that people be interested in, is utility bill was a little bit higher this last month, or for some significant higher.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. And I think the first thing to remember, and it is hard, you know, I hear the staff talking to people all the time about this, you know, is, you know, obviously this bill that everybody just got was for virtually the month of July,
right?
You know, so it feels like, okay, we're in September, or, you know, right around the end of August, you know, what's going on here? And so it's, you know, when you start thinking about that, you're like, okay, that was the month of July, which was really hot. And then the second thing that kind of happened was obviously that the June this year was actually fairly mild.
Yeah, it was.
And you go on the internet, it's got some good data on that. So that caused that huge shocking jump, mm-hmm. you know, as far as, you know, your total cost. And there's a couple ways to talk about this. Obviously, there's the rate aspect, there's the sheer dollars, and there's all that in between as far as, you know, kind of like your fuel mileage on a vehicle. Depends on if you're going in the wind or not into the mm-hmm. wind. You know, it's the same here, if it's hot or if it's not hot. And so, you know, I think that was some of the things, you know, so this June bill was one of our lowest, that at least on an average basis, that's all I can talk right now.
Right.
And maybe my personal anecdotal experience, because I got to pay the same bills. So,
sure, right.
You know, it was one of our lower ones in the last couple of years, because June was really mild,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then obviously July was pretty much on par or about as hot or hotter than usual.
Since June decreased on some, and then July was hotter,
so
that shows a bigger gap.
Jump. Yeah, exactly. There's that huge jump, and it is a shocker. Yep. Sure. And I feel that pain. And that's something that, again, when I got here, I really tried to get on and to figure out some strategies to try to lower that. And we're making some incremental, you know, changes, but it's, you know, especially on the power side. I mean, that's the bulk of people's bills. You know, we've made some of those moves, and I really feel we were on track for that. July has happened a little bit, but I think by the end of the year, we'll still, your average user will see a 5%. You know, decrease in costs there, and that's kind of the first step we've made because mm-hmm. of those changes we've made here the last year and a half to 2 years. And so hopefully, you know, towards the end of the year, we can kind of reassess and maybe do another adjustment down to continue to try to lower that. And so that's kind of why, you know, I just challenge people to maybe, you know, again, if your situation is different or you want to look more in depth or whatever, I've got so many, I mean, in the, you know, 4 hours yesterday, I kind of threw some data together to help bring some light to this. You know, it's amazing how much data there is. And so I'm more than willing to talk about it and to meet with people about it, because everybody's situation is different. I might say some things right now,
right.
You know, that, hey, you know, if you add the last two months together, it was, you know, what was it, 10% or 15%, you know, 12%, whatever, lower than the last 2 years,
right.
You know, or 5%, right around there, 5 to 10% lower than the last 2 years. But that might not be everybody's experience,
right. Yeah.
You know. And, mm-hmm. and the other thing is that happens is sometimes you have water leaks or whatever else,
mm-hmm.
and those types of things can happen. So, yeah, I mean, you know, year on year, the, you know, again, on the residential side, the average total bill, you know, if you include water and sewer and electric, you know, it is down about, you know, 10% from last year and about 5% from this year or from 2017.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like we're kind of heading in that right direction. Yeah. I wish we could do more, and I wish it could be faster, and,
sure.
and it probably can be. And that's something that we need to continue to take serious looks at, because I liken it. This is an old banking term. When I was in the private sector, you know, it's kind of share a wallet,
mm-hmm.
you know, is what I like to call it. So, obviously, you know, there's property taxes is one thing that's, you know, really cognizant of. We can, you know, we control, you know, if your property tax bill, what we figure about 20, 28, 29% of that is what the city is responsible
right.
for, that we need to watch and try to either regulate or, you know, even out or try to lower. And then the other big share of wallet, you know, even though you got to use it every day,
mm-hmm.
we all need water, we all need this stuff, but
mm-hmm.
it's still a chunk, is the utility bill,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so, that's something that, you know, that I've known and observed since I've gotten here, and tried to think of some ways, especially on that power side, that we can continue to get lower. And I know, you know, a big topic for us and a big topic for everybody in town is even the solar thing. I think nationwide, you know,
mm-hmm.
solar, you know, wind was kind of the big thing the last, you know, decade and a half. Solar just wasn't there. I mean, I think several cities, heck, I was looking at it when I was mayor in the town of Iowa. We had people talking to us about solar. It just wasn't there yet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's finally getting to that point where it's getting to be, I don't know if in the money is the right word, but it's something that's, it's an option. It's viable now,
mm-hmm.
you know, or, and especially when you can use it, you know, in the July months and in the
right.
June months, you know, I mean, actually my June bill last year was higher than my July bill this year. Not
yeah.
by much, but it was,
right.
you know, because if you remember last year, June was just incredibly
so
hot, you know
yeah.
what I mean? So, but those June, July, August months, especially, you know, over that 10 to 4 o'clock time period, there's a lot of option to even though solar on a per kilowatt basis may be on the average maybe a little bit more expensive than some other traditional energy units, but not, you know, over that 10 to 4 it's a lot cheaper,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? So that's
right.
something that, hey, you're using that to top off, you know, when it's really expensive on the market, just like it's supply and demand. When things
sure.
are really expensive in demand,
right.
the prices go up,
right.
and so we're just betting on the average in the market that most of the time it's lower.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we can have that solar, you know, as a city, right, kind of as another engine, if you will, that'll let you continue to shave some of that off. So it's gonna be a little bit of an investment on the front end, but right, hopefully it saves you over the next whatever the lifespan of that is, maybe 25-30 years right, on that solar farm. So I think that's one thing that we've been tossing. I mean, I've got a lot of spreadsheets for the last 2 years, just mm-hmm, looking at that, trying to figure out when to pull that trigger, because that's a big bite off, but that can also help with this kind of thing, is doing that. And then I think another one somebody asked about that I saw too is about our power plant. Why don't we run that during the summer when it's hot and whatever? And there may be some small opportunities for that, but most of the time, just because of technology and the things that have changed, et cetera, our power plant isn't as efficient as what we can buy power for, mm-hmm, on the marketplace or through our power contracts. Mm-hmm. That thing's kind of changed here the last decade, right, or so. However, I will say that it's one of those that first of all, it's nice to have for emergencies, for backup, things, happen. We can run a tornado happens, whatever else. But also, even more importantly, is you have to have what they call like the iron in the ground in order to participate in the marketplace and do some of the things that we're able to do that some other towns or areas aren't able to do. Mm-hmm. So there's actually a lot of towns that have either scrapped their power plant and then tried to put something back together that can run for at least a day. Mm-hmm. To be able, right, to do that.
Right.
So thankfully, we've kind of always kept ours up. So it's an expense to carry, but mm-hmm, it pays off because it allows us to do some of the things that you have to, right, do. Because basically, they're saying, well, if you're going to buy in the marketplace, you have to be able to generate at some, right, point if we need it. So right, it's kind of an interesting... It's an interesting thing. It's kind of like if you're ever going to be a big investor in the stock market, sure, sometimes in order to do calls and puts and longs and shorts, you have to have so much net worth to, right, be able to do that.
Sure.
Your broker probably says, yeah, I'll only let you do it if you got some net worth. Right. And so that's kind of what's kind of the opportunity that we have. So.
Jason Rabe, the city manager of Beloit, our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. Anything else you want to add before we let you go? Although I do have one last thing, but just want to make sure I cover everything.
Like I said, it was, there's some really good questions about it. And that's, like I said, I just want people to know that, whatever, I'm more willing to look at anything. And sure, it's something that is always top of my mind, trying to figure out ways to,
sure,
to improve that situation. So I get it. Yeah, July. It was stinky, yeah, for sure. And I feel that pain, and right, it just kind of motivates me more to continue, yeah, to try to improve that situation. So.
And I'll just say this, I mean, and we all get frustrated, we all get upset about things. I mean, that's one thing about social media. It can be a really good thing. It can be a really frustrating thing. And I have to say that there are times when I go on social media, all I see is negativity. All I see is political arguing and bickering and so forth and so on. And here's the thing. There is a city manager at Beloit, and they're in trust me, the councilmen as well and commissioners, they're approachable. They are approachable. I mean, I've been able to approach various people. It's not like they run and hide and lock their doors. And I mean, Jason has said many times, if you had something you had an issue with or had a question about, you can contact them. I mean, you're right there. Contact the city office or give them a call or drop in or whatever it may be, willing to discuss all that. And what happens is people then get frustrated, and then they vent that frustration on social media, and then sometimes it just takes off. And I've joked about this and said this to people before. Here at a radio station, we haven't raised our rates in 4 or 5 years. And I haven't had anybody, not a single advertiser, say, thank you so much for keeping your rates where they are. But if I raise the rates tomorrow, if we at the radio station raise the rates tomorrow, I will have at least a few people just up in arms about raising the rates and be like, well, does your business raise rates? Have you raised rates? Because we haven't raised rates in 4 or 5 years. Has your business? Well, we had to, but you did, right? Okay, so what we do, but if the rates go down, you're not going to hear much about it. And that's just the way society is. We're all kind of wired that way. If something isn't quite the right way that we think it is, I guess what I wish would happen is that people would utilize and exhaust their options to find out answers. And if they still aren't getting the answers that they need, then they want to get people riled up about this on social media or have some kind of, unification about, hey, we got to change something. I'm all for that. That's the greatness of America and the freedom of our country. But there's just so many times where that's just, it goes back to what I'm talking about, complaining about a budget. Well, if you didn't show up for that, you had your chance, and you still can, but it would be for the upcoming budget. Sure. If there's something you don't like. And so many times we have this freedom of expression and we use it in social media ways or we use it in negative ways, but we don't use it in positive ways. It's kind of frustrating to me. from that standpoint. It probably is for other people too, whether in city, county government, or whatever.
Well, I, you know, the flip side I always look at too, and I can appreciate what you're saying there, but one thing I always look at is it does give me the opportunity to help bring some insight to it.
Sure.
You know, so I do appreciate that, and you know, people putting that on there, because it's just real, you know, and I get it. People get those bills, and it is a shocker, and like, what in the heck, and I didn't plan for this, or why is it this much, and so I understand that, and sometimes it's just, you know, it's you know, whether intentional or not, it's just what comes out, but the thing I look at is it gives me an opportunity to engage those people, and to hopefully, you know, try to, first of all, it gives me an understanding. It kind of motivates me too.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I'm like, okay, I know this is something I got to keep working on to try to improve. Mm-hmm. But also, you know, it also gives me that opportunity to you know,
inform.
Maybe look at it or inform, or mm-hmm. hey, oh wow, there is a problem there, or maybe this, yeah, okay, why is mm-hmm. yours this? And you know, mm-hmm. sometimes it uncovers things that that are truly affecting the situation, other than just it was hot or it was whatever was going on.
Right.
So, yeah, it's social media is a knife that cuts both ways, you know, type of thing.
Yes.
But you know, in this situation, I think you know it stirred up a really good conversation, and it kind of gives me an opportunity to you know, get some more insight, but also, like I said, just kind of talk with people about it, and hopefully continue down the path to improve the situation, like we've been trying to do.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. All right, and one last thing. The last time we talked to you, we were was shortly after the flooding there in Beloit. Anything new to report on that? Because I have people that still ask me about that, and of course, I'm always curious as well, based on the situation that I've been in.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have anything super new. Basically, I can't remember. I lose track of when we talked in between, but we did have the engineer that's working on that project. So we engaged somebody to basically they do kind of a basin study of that whole area. So we're trying to figure out how much water can fit through the tubes that go through that your particular drainage area on east or west or whatever part of town. And so we engaged Schwab on that back in April. And so that guy was in town maybe a month ago or so, or two, or what, not too long afterwards. So we were really able to forensically look at where everything was at, and what the, you know, you can kind of see where the twigs had floated around. So it was really nice to be able to really see. I mean, obviously you looked at all the structures throughout those basins. So I don't have an update on where he's at exactly, but, I do know that, we got a lot of good information out of that, that event. You know, even though it's an unfortunate event, it also showed a lot.
Right.
It shows where your weak points are, et cetera. So, I hope that we have something here in the next, you know, month or two, and then we can, you know, that'll give us kind of the fall and the winter to figure out either to do some minor fixes, or to say, okay, here's what we're going to, you know, here's our step-by-step process
of
what we're going to tackle. Because I think a lot of it is, you know, there's going to be some improvements that I think we can do and do fairly easy and quickly. But, so that's the update on that.
Okay. Anything else to add before we let you go?
No, sir. No,
so we'll see in three weeks from now?
Yeah, three weeks.
Yeah, a little shorter break between
there.
Yeah.
On that.
Yeah, that's all right, man.
August snuck up on. Well, I think we did in the first week of August.
Well, because you and I are both on vacation, so
yes,
then we did the first week of August, and so now we've suddenly become the first Wednesday, but the day's a Tuesday.
So. Yep, so.
Yeah, that's all right. We'll get back on schedule. It's no big deal. There was something else I was going to say, but I forgot. That happens when you get older. Oh, yeah, this week's going to be weird because today's a Tuesday, but it's going to feel like a Monday. So the whole week's going to be messed up.
It's going to be messed up, and I know that, between obviously my job and working, and then you know my wife's gonna be cracking the whip to get Millipalooza.
Yeah, that's right.
Done.
That was the last thing I'll mention.
I'm usually one of the workers here,
yes.
So we'll be getting stuff set up. So everybody, come out. Everybody, you know, wants to have things in town, things going on.
Yeah.
This is our chance here. So I think we had huge support last year. I'm really looking forward to this year. I hope the weather works out, and it's fun to see everybody come out. And I know that all those people put in a huge effort, you know, and that's what's cool about it. You know, all these different businesses and different people and different groups, and they all put a huge effort into it. So, come on out.
Yeah, should be fun. Second annual Millipalooza in Beloit coming up on Saturday. Hear more about that coming out throughout the rest of the week right here on KD Country 94 and Waterside Wake Up. Jason Raby, City Manager Beloit. As always, we appreciate it, man.
Yep.